everyone, and welcome to the Empower Your Life Summit. I am so grateful you made the decision to join us and that you're honoring yourself with the special gift of the time with these amazing women who are sharing themselves, their purpose, their passion, their mission in life with you. They're sharing their stories and their experiences so that you can feel more empowered in your own life. They're sharing what they've learned and some beautiful life lessons that I know that you're going to want to take with you. I'm Sue Erta. I'm your host for this event, and I'm also the publisher of this book, Empower Your Life, of which all of these authors have submitted stories. And this is just an incredible book. I know you're going to love it and reading it on launch day. But for now, we get to introduce you to the authors. And for now, I'm so happy to introduce you to Debbie Heaver. She is an incredible woman. I love her story in the book. I know you will, too. For now, I'm going to read a brief introduction of Debbie, and then we'll get started talking with her. Debbie Heaver is an intuitive healer, instructor, and owner of Northern Lights Holistic Health and Healing, which is nestled in the foothills of the Canadian Rockies in northern British Columbia. Debbie is a registered Reiki master teacher who is certified in aroma touch technique and meridian massage. She is trained in craniosacral and trigger point release and offers a variety of techniques to support the health and well-being of body, mind, and spirit. Debbie also holds a degree in education and combines her experience as a classroom teacher with more than 15 years of study in holistic healing practices to provide her clients with transformational workshops and programs. And Debbie, I am happy to be talking to you today. How are you?
I'm really good, Sue, and thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. We're happy to have you with us. You know, I am so excited. I love your topic that you chose for today's interview, Empower Your Reality. Take the first step today, which I love that. It's such a wonderful invitation. You know, this word empower, I know it has a special meaning for you. Can you tell us why?
Well, the word empower itself, it serves as an acronym for me. It basically has embodied my journey over the past 10 or so years. For a very long time, Sue, my life was really out of control, governed, you know, by those emotions that produce stagnation, that erode progress, that undermine our abilities to move forward. And at some point, it really became a way that I defined myself or saw myself, kind of always expecting the worst. I was unaware that, you know, I'd kind of created a vortex, I guess, of some sort, attracting toxic situations and people, I guess, due to the toxic thoughts and emotions that I was harboring myself. And this toxicity, I learned, stemmed from a feeling of being unable to control my life, to control the people in it, to control the circumstances, to control the situations. And in doing so, I was totally unaware that I was giving away my power at that time. So going through the process of empowering myself has allowed me to find the strength and confidence that I'd been missing. Basically, regaining control of who I am and what my life is about. Each letter of this word, and I find it to be a very liberating word, depicts an element that has been very crucial in my personal transformation. So E stands for energy. Messages is the M. P is for purpose. O is for oneness. W is for way shower. E is for energetic diet, and R is for resonation. And it's all about, it reminds me that it's all about creating the reality that I wish to have through choice. It's my belief that when we empower ourselves, we control the reality that we create for ourselves.
Absolutely. You know, that's so interesting. I love acronyms, and I love all of those words that you associate with empower, because they do that. Every single one of them helps us to empower ourselves, and that's wonderful. I love that. And, you know, it's interesting because you say empower your reality. A lot of people talk about creating their reality, but, you know, it's all part of it, you know, and the more power we give to ourselves and take for ourselves, the more power we can also share with others.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's great. You know, Debbie, I'd love if you would share a bit of your personal journey that you've had along your life and how it's led you to where you are today.
Well, Sue, I am a published author. And I can't tell you how great that is to say that. This is huge for me because, well, I have got mounds of journals and research papers and diaries and notes in my basement in boxes that I obviously have been working towards this point unconsciously for a long time. But it's only really been in the last 2 or 3 years that I consciously woke up to this being a possibility at all for me. So how did I get here? What led me here? Well, I had a debilitating health issue that occurred about 20 years ago that kind of started me in the direction of going where I am now. And it enabled me to really kind of look deeper into physical and emotional alternatives and causes and things to help offset and so on. But the most impacting thing that has happened to ignite this journey for me was a brief interaction with, I comically call him my stalker, in a Central American airport. It was during a trip in 2007 that my husband and I were taking, and I go into some detail in it in the chapter that I wrote. But what that interaction did for me was it reminded me how powerful the energy exchange is. And that's why the first E in empower stands for energy in that acronym for me. When I think about the constant interaction that we have every day with energy, whether that's a person or our computers or our cell phones or the sun or whatever the case is, it comes from a vast range of sources. And the greats like Tesla and Einstein and fields like biofield technology and quantum physics has given us something substantial to support the fact that everything is made up of energy and that all energy vibrates at specific frequencies. So even a seemingly insignificant encounter like this brief exchange of a few words in Mexico City of all places, it excited a spark in me. It started a catalyst that set in motion a series of life-changing events whereby I went through personal exploration and personal transformation. About 5 years after that occurrence, I took my first introduction to the world of energy by taking a level one Reiki course. And a few years after that, I had gained momentum in terms of investigating a number of different modalities and so on. But a year after I took the Reiki course, and this was the most significant for me in terms of anything along my personal journey, was I drafted my first book. And this book was never finished. And I truly believe it's never meant to be finished because it served as a tool to aid in a healing process. It was the first glimpse that I had of purpose, and it was a way in which my words had previously been used as instruments of hurt or degradation were now being used to heal. It was a form of a healing process that was occurring. And this healing process that was occurring was happening between my daughter and myself. And it was also the first realization that I had that by empowering myself to write, that I had and was empowering a process to occur that I had lost all hope of ever happening, of any reconciliation or any repair to that relationship. So that that brief encounter, that exchange of it was just a couple of words. It was immigration is this way, and I'm going to the bathroom, but thank you anyway. That exchange just ignited something in me that just was unexplainable to me, except for the fact that it was energetically based. And it just sent me on this roll of where I am now.
Wow. It's amazing how one incident, one word, one energetic exchange, as you say, with a stranger, really, can do that for us. So it's about being aware of those moments in our lives, too. It's really a phenomenon that when that stuff happens. You know, Deb, how would you know, like you decided to follow this path for yourself, how can somebody listening know if they are on the right path for themselves?
Well, that's a really good question, because I continually ask myself that all the time. Am I on the right path? Am I going in the right direction? Shortly after I had that experience, I met a beautiful soul whose name was also Sue, by the way. And she became a dear friend of mine and a mentor of mine. And she introduced me to what I refer to as the feather rock logging truck phenomena. And I talk about that in my chapter as well. But what that phenomena is that phenomena is referring to messages. And the messages that we receive is guidance that is continually coming into us, which refers to the M in Empower for me. So with that meeting of Sue and having this introduction on messages for me, it taught me that messages come in all forms, feelings, thoughts, words. For me, repetition was a big thing. I would see repeated numbers. I would have a person cross my path repeatedly. I would have names of places or people that would keep coming up over and over again. And in that, I came to know that the purpose of those messages was to steer me in a specific direction. I found that they served two things for me. One was either an immediate call to action, or one was to invite investigation. Now, an immediate call to action, we know what that is. That's, you know, you get in, you're getting ready in the morning to do your, you're doing your hair, you're having your coffee, you're getting ready for work, so on and so forth. And you get into your vehicle, and for some unknown reason, you take an alternative route that you have no idea why you did. But somewhere along the line, you find out either through a radio broadcast or something on the news that had you taken the route that you normally take, you would have been involved in a massive car pileup. So that's sort of the immediate action that messages often will ask us to do without any conscious thought to them. We just kind of go in that direction. The other one that it did for me was it invited investigation. And so it instigated and aroused an awareness to find out about things. So after that initial experience that I had, I was really drawn to all aspects of energy, whether it be chakras, colors, sound, anything to do with the experience of how energy worked or how it interacted or how it occurred, all of that. How we choose to act upon the messages that we receive is determined on how it resonates with us. So we're drawn to things or people or places that ring true to us or resonate with us. And with those experiences that we have, we look at it through a lens. So everything I'm talking about today is through my lens, or a lens that I view things through or have a perception on. So by following the guidance given and acting upon the messages that resonated with me along the course of the last few years, I drafted my first book that facilitated the rebirth of a relationship with my daughter. I started a blog a year later after I had a soul realignment reading that was very clear that I needed to take my words, my messages to a public forum, take them out of, you know, dust off the boxes and stuff and take them out of the boxes and start working on them so that it was out there for people to see, people to read. Last year, I started a second book. I launched an online course. And then in April of 2017, I was introduced to the Powerful You Publishing. So when I know that I'm on the right path, when things fall into place, when there's a flow, when it's easy, and there, you know, it just kind of all comes together. There's an ease to it. And that's how I know when I'm on the right path.
Yep, I agree with you. Those two words, flow and ease. You know, that it doesn't mean it has to be easy either. It has to have ease, though, to it. You know, so I love, love, love that. That's great. You know, Deb, we all have certain principles that we live by. What would you say is a principle that has had a dramatic impact on your life?
Well, when I saw this question, the first word that came to me, and it's probably not a typical principle that people think of, but the principle that's had the most dramatic impact on my life is the principle of grounding. And they may sound really strange, but when I took my level one Reiki some 6-odd years ago, it was my first formal introduction to doing any kind of work with energy or self-healing. So I'd had that interaction in South America at that airport, but it wasn't until I took this level of training that the pieces started to come together. It was like the pieces started to, click into place like a puzzle. I learned about energy centers, and I learned about vibrational levels and how energy flowed and how energy interacts, and come to realize that energy interactions actually causes a lot of concerns for many of us, because we have the ability to absorb or take on that energy that we interact with. Our physical, our mental, our emotional bodies are like sponges, and they just kind of soak up everything in the environment. And it was really cool last year when I read the article about Dr. Cruz's biological research at Bielefeld University, where I think they took algae, and restricted its ability to do photosynthesis. But because of that restriction, that living organism actually drew from a neighboring organism to actually have to have what it needed to perform what it needed to do. So it was neat to see how they had done research to show living organisms draw energy outside of themselves. For me, the key is controlling what we absorb and to what degree we absorb it. So learning to ground for me was so empowering because I became a conduit. I didn't absorb, and I wasn't the sponge that I had been for years. I was able to allow energy that I encountered to just simply pass through me. And the biggest advantage, I've received a lot of advantages from mastering grounding, but the biggest one for me was I would feel so intently if there was somebody who was physically hurting or emotionally hurting. The sight of blood would just totally buckle me. Walking into a hospital was absolutely something that my body would shut down, because I would go through phases of shortness of breath, I would get clammy, I would get dizzy, and then I'd pass out. More than once, ended up in the emergency room waiting to come around after I had, been in the hospital for whatever reason. So the biggest advantage that I found came about 2 years ago when my husband had to go for an angiogram. And while he was in getting the angiogram done, they ended up doing an angioplasty. So for me to be able to accompany him, first of all, to the daycare surgery and be able to do that without feeling all of those feelings that I had done before and my body wanting to shut down was huge for me. But the big thing came when I went to see him after the procedure, and the nurse there said to me, well, I guess we better show you how to apply pressure to the femoral artery in case the plug becomes dislodged overnight. I just panicked. I thought, oh my God, what have I signed up for here? So all those, that whole rush of everything came back to me again. I went through the shortness of breath. I had the clamminess, the feeling like I was going to faint. But what I did was I laid down on the floor, and every cell in my body I grounded with. And I was able to get up from that experience, go ahead, be shown what I needed to have done. And he and I went through the 24-hour period very successfully. So that was really neat for me because I was able to be there and be the support that he needed. We were 16 hours away from our hometown. We were in northern British Columbia. This was down the Okanagan part of BC. So we were 16 hours away from home, and there was no one else to call on. So it was really, it was very empowering for me to be able to do that for him and for myself. And this past January, on the 22nd, he went in for foot reconstruction. And so, again, for me to be able to be there and be that support that was needed and help him out in ways that I see other people do all the time but had never been able to do for myself, because of mastering, being masterful with the grounding, I have learned how to allow everything that I would normally absorb in those situations to be able to pass through me.
That's
the tip that I wanted to share with that free ebook that accompanies this summit. And I'm hoping that with that grounding exercise that for others it'll also have as much benefit and as much reward as what it's had for me.
Great. So that's great. So your tips for people to help them to ground themselves is in the ebook, Tips for Everyday Empowerment, which actually comes along with your summit. So anybody that is listening to this in the email you receive, you have that link for the ebook in there. So be sure to go there and check that out for tips for grounding. That's great.
Absolutely.
I really have a special gift for our listeners. Can you please tell us about that and how they can get that?
Well, because of the grounding exercise in the free ebook, I know myself, I like to listen to something that's guided. So what I've done is I've put together a free audio to accompany that grounding exercise. And the listeners can obtain that by either visiting my website at northernlightsholistichealthandhealing.ca, or they can email me at empoweringreality@gmail.com.
Okay, terrific. And Deb, it's been great talking with you. I've really enjoyed this. I know that there will be some people that might want some more information about you as well. Can you share where they can get that?
They can contact me either through my website at northernlightsholistichealthandhealing.ca. I also have a Facebook group that is Northern Lights Holistic Health and Healing.
Okay, terrific. Well, Deb, this has been a pleasure hearing from you and talking with you. I know that our listeners really have benefited from hearing your stories and how you've come to be on this path and this journey that you're on and how you've empowered yourself. So I thank you for that and also for sharing your story in the book. It's really quite a wonderful story. I know our readers will enjoy that. Our listeners will enjoy reading that, I mean. And we really appreciate you so much for being a part of this whole project. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sue, and I really appreciate everything that you and powerful you publishing and everything else has done. This has been an awesome opportunity, and I am so grateful. I'm so grateful. Maybe one day I'll get to meet you face-to-face.
That would be great. I would love that. Yep, who knows? It can happen. We may do some more powerful you events, and we can get together on that. And listeners.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be wonderful.
Yep. And listeners, thank you, because you listening to this and you empowering your own life is really wonderful for yourself, for all the people that you love, for everybody that you get in touch with and contact with in this world. So thank you for doing what you're doing and being on this conscious path and this path of awareness and self-empowerment. Thank you so much for that. And continue to listen to the summit, to these amazing women who are sharing their incredible stories and their journeys and their life lessons to make it easier for you on your life journey. And be sure to buy the book, Empower Your Life, on March 20th, which is our launch day. You can check the follow-up emails and click through on that day, buy the book, and you'll receive lots of amazing gifts from our partners and authors. And everyone, have a beautiful, wonderful day. Continue to empower yourself as you move through each moment. Thanks, everybody.